Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and the views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome to the real Sean Ross live radio talk show and jam session. We are in the building and it is going down today. It is going down. Hey, I got two of the hottest people that this document in this business. Getting down on the entertainment side from film and television and the music. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Before I introduce, I'm feeling myself right now because I get to be in here by myself. Hold on 1 second, y'all. We got to say, guests, hold on. Let's do it like this, y'all.
Yeah. You are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
Hey, we are in the building for real. Let's kick it live on the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. We're right now presently hear me on Blog Talk Radio, Apple TV, Roku, and Android. Yes, welcome to the show, y'all. And I have two guests. I want to bring them in right now. We're not going to waste no time. First off, I'm going to do ladies first. We have a rain out of the Midwest, lady who has been an advocate for social injustice everywhere. She's a pioneer in the fight against social injustice and equality for everybody. Every night, just her, but her family, friends, and she's a playwright. Not just a playwright, but also she's an author, and she is in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up. The real time champion, y'all give it up for Kelly Prather in the building. Kelly Prather, Kelly P. Project on the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. What's up, Kelly P.?
What's up, MacDaddy Sean Ross? How you doing?
Hey, good to have you. We are live on the air. And also, raining out of the Bay Area. I know he I'm going to let him come in his own shape and manner. This brother is doing a lot in his community. He is definitely also an advocate for the right of others. I mean, this brother has been doing his thing. You know, you might have seen him, heard about this brother during the MC Hammer days, all that. But this brother is still today doing his thing. When you hear his song, it's going to make you cry and bring back, hey, we are still in the good fight. And I want to introduce to some and present to others, Mr. Lamar Doucet Lubin in the building on the Real Sean Ross Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. What's up, Doucet?
What is going on? I am honored. I am honored to be on here with you. And I read about Kelly Prather. I am honored to be on here with you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
I read about you. I heard about your struggle, what you went through. And I'm just going to say I applaud you. You're a strong black woman. And I love that. I love that you didn't let stuff tear you down.
Thank you so much.
I love
that.
Both of y'all for being part of it. So let's do it like this. This is how I like to do an organic, until they tell me I have to take a commercial break whatsoever. Okay, I want to get into both of these stories. You know, so let the American public have over a million plus listeners will be listening to both of your stories. So starting off with you, Miss Kelly Frater, can you let, you know, some America know some about your struggle and then what made you decide to write a book? I want people to know about Kelly Frater. Where are you from? And you can give your high school shout out or just Let's get to know a little bit about Kelly Prather. And I'm going to just say for sure, do say Lamar. I really want to get to know both of y'all stories. So start with you, Kelly. Come on. Give me what you got. Tell the people if they don't know. I want to hear like the beginning and then what made you become an advocate to start fighting in your community. And then I'm going to go into the book. And then I'm going to do the same for Lamar. And then we're going to bring this full circle while I brought both of you on the show.
Okay, and I want to say thank you so much, Sean, for having me on the show. I really appreciate you, and I also appreciate all of your ongoing support. You have been instrumental in getting my name out and getting my story out there.
It's a pleasure. Kelly?
Kelly's in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it is good to see that you're doing so well. And I guess talking about my personal struggle now, I'm born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the hood. My parents had to separate because I had medical problems when I was young.
Kelly, your phone is sounding like it's muffled. Can you try to say, your phone's like, I do say, can you hear her clearly, or was, am I just my phone?
Is that better?
No, I couldn't hear her
clearly.
Oh,
this clearly. Is better. That's, okay, can you,
is
okay.
That better?
You sound, that's better right there, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, all right. Okay, so let me know if it changed so I can do product of the Cincinnati public school system. Shout out to Withrow Tigers, and she said that we could shout out our school. You know, Withrow high schools are everything in this area. People say, well, college schools instantly divert to our high school. But I heard you representing Central State University, so I have a lot of friends and family members who graduated from HBCUs, especially Central State, and so I also want to shout out to Central State. But as far as what put me out in the forefront, this is just my struggles. I mean, my personal struggle with being a domestic
Kelly, your phone, I don't know if you're moving or are you driving? You coming in and out?
No, I'm not driving. So let me see. Let me do this, Sean. Let me try to call you from another line. But before that, can you start with your other guest? Can you start with your other guest, and then I'll call in?
Yes, I'm
going to
let Lamar take it. Mr. Doucet, come on, Kelly. Get it right. You're going to get hate. You know, you're national television, national radio, and your phone. Oh, we can't have these issues. Ain't nothing but the devil. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. That we're going to have a positive connection here. All right, make it happen, Kelly. All right, Doucet, come on, get into it. We need to get into your story too, brother.
So let me know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother. You live and direct.
All right, so let me make sure. Can they hear me out there?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're good to go.
Okay. Well, basically, yes, you're right. I'm originally from the Bay Area, East Palo Alto, California. Grew up in Sacramento, California, back in 1992. A lot of my homies, I became part of a group called DRS, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And at the time, we had a lot of homies that were being killed, just like now. And my friend that was killed, his mom asked us to come sing at the funeral. And we decided to sing It's So Hard to Say Goodbye. But at the time, we knew that this song really wasn't what he would want us to sing. So we said, we got to make a song about our homies, about us in the hood where we're from. And we came up with a song called Gangsterling. This is for my homies. Can you hear me? So what happened is that we made the song for our fallen homies that have been killed by, you know, gang violence, police, everything. And we just thought it was going to be a song for the hood. But all of a sudden, we ended up selling like 5 or 6 million. And it became worldwide. It became a hit. And kind of blew us away because we weren't really ready for it at the time. But ever since then, I have been, how do you put it? I do a lot of blogs on my page. And some people are upset with me because I understand right now what we're going through with police brutality, because I've been through the police brutality personally. But yeah, I also know that we're killing each other as well. And to me, I really believe in that all black lives matter, because I can't just be upset with the police and not with my own people if we're killing each other, because we're doing their job. We need to look at each other as kings and queens. And when I see another king, even if I'm upset, maybe I should duke it out with him, but to take his life, because we don't understand that every black body that's gone from this earth is somebody's baby, somebody's daddy, somebody's mama. Somebody could raise the next generation or could be here for the next generation. So that's what I'm really here for.
Okay.
I still do my music after all these years. I do a thing on Facebook and Instagram every Friday, and I start with a prayer. And sometimes I do talk about some of the social issues, and I have a live band, and we perform. And I'm on Instagram, and I'm also on Facebook, and I do it there on Fridays, 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock. Central time, 9 o'clock Central time, and at 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
And
wow.
Then,
I don't want to stop because I want to just interject here, because your story is very very prophetic during this time that we talk about police brutality. Can you shed some light on that, because you have a very interesting story? And then I'm gonna take everybody, let them really know who you are, and take them back. So, okay, let's talk about that real quick. How did that police brutality shape and impact your life? And can you talk about exactly what happened during that process?
Well, you know what? Sometimes, and I even forgot about the whole issue at one time until I did a show, and someone says, "Hey, you don't remember the time when the cops had you?" Me and another artist named Money B. We actually we came from a club, and his girlfriend, who was a light-skinned black girl, we were arguing with her, and she was crying, and she got mad, and she got out the car that she was driving. We're in the back seat and on the side, and she got out. Now, all he was trying to do was talk to her. So you know how you talk to your woman, and she was up against the fence. Well, someone drove by and called the police and said that there were 4 or 5 black men attacking a white woman. All I know is there's 12 cop cars on me. I'm forced to get on the ground. I have a gun to my head. You know what I'm saying? They're not worried about us. They're dragging us up to the cars, and we got out of it, you know, because I don't know if it's because they realized it was a black woman, or what, but before that, we got scuffled up before they got to the answers. And I just praise God, because I've had that situation happen to me a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? And I do understand the black while driving. I got arrested one time. I got a cop that stopped me one time and told me that the car that I had a warrant on it. You ever heard of anyone saying that a car has a $50,000 warrant on the car?
Wow, never.
and they stopped me and they took me to jail. And then they told me I had a warrant for $1,100, but I thought they meant my bail was $1,100. They actually took me to jail for $1,100. And at the time, I said, well, I can get out of my own OR. Just let me go to court the next day. Did you know they kept me in jail for 8 days? 8 days they kept me in jail. And there was no – and when I got out, I asked them, why did you keep me? And I pled no contest. I was supposed to get out in one day. And you want to know what L.A. County said to me, L.A. City said to me at the Twin Towers? They said, you are a 40-year-old man and you're not in our system. So we had to figure out who you were. That's when I realized that. And then they got mad. They said, you wouldn't let us take a picture of your tattoo, which at the time when I went, right after I got out, that's when they made it mandatory to take the tattoo. Because I felt like taking a picture of my tattoo is almost like in slavery, how they used to catalog us. And I was not going for that.
Right.
So my thing was, I told them, it's like, because, you know, before you get out of jail, you got to go see a psychiatrist. So I was talking to the psychiatrist, and I told him, I said, man, what took me so long? And when he told me that, I said, you mean to tell me that when a man comes here at an older age and they're not in a system for when they're younger, you guys are tripping, like, who are you really? And I said, that's sad because it lets me know that you guys are tagging us like they did in the slavery times, and you're monitoring us. And I couldn't believe it. I said, I thought that you would be happy that I was this age and never, I'm not in the system yet.
Wow.
But that's not how it works.
I'm looking like,
that ain't how it works.
Wow. It digs me deep. I think we have Kelly Tracy back. Kelly Tracy, are you back on?
I am back on. Can you hear me loud and clear now?
Oh, yes. All right, Kelly, I want to get you in and get your little story because we're both of y'all are vibing, and I want the listeners to see they heard a little bit of Lamar's story. Deuce, how do you like you go by Deuce? Everybody, am I pronouncing it right? Deuce or is it Deuce? I like to put the little Deuce.
My name is
Deuce,
Lamar,
okay.
Everybody calls me Deuce. Yeah.
Okay, Deuce. All right, and Kelly. Can you give us, I know we heard some of your story, but can you fine tune it because it was going in and out, and then we're going to get into I'm going to show you how we're going to make this come full circle. All right, Kelly, please tell us a little bit something about yourself now.
Yeah, well, you know, I did share like a little bit of my background, but I'm also a social justice and civil rights activist out of Cincinnati. I was one of the original members of the Cincinnati Black United Front when in 1995 to 2001, 15 Black men were murdered by Cincinnati police officers, and a lot of those citizens were my friends. And so we were fighting for justice for them after Timothy Thomas. I don't know if a lot of your listeners remember Timothy Thomas, but after his murder, we were fighting for justice for him. And then I moved to New York City and was there for 9 years between 2005 and 2014. And when I returned to Cincinnati in 2014, sadly, Sam DuBose was murdered. Sam DuBose was another African-American man who was murdered by a police officer, Ray Tenzing. And that is what pretty much sparked my passion for politics and encouraged me to get out in the forefront of politics. So I ran for the U.S. Senate because I know that there's a lot of talk now about police brutality as it relates to George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and Rashard Brooks. However, Cincinnati and throughout the nation, we've been dealing with this for ages. So I'm happy that the conversation is now coming up, especially since recently a lot of the U.S. senators were saying that they were going to fight for reparations. So this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Aside from the fact that I'm also a PhD student, I'm working on a PhD in public policy and social change. And my dissertation just happens to be on the 13th Amendment. And so for people who know the Constitution, you know that the 13th Amendment is the amendment that says that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall be allowed except if you're duly convicted of a crime. And so when you put it all together and you think about police brutality and how they are extremely forceful in terms of trying to arrest us, and in the event that they can't arrest us, they'll kill us. So it's important to remove the exception clause of the 13th Amendment so that we can basically make the statutes that legalize slavery and voluntary servitude illegal. And then, you know, if you change the statute, they'll be less likely to arrest us. And then now that they're talking a lot about police reform, eventually I want to be a policymaker or a legislator to change some of the language so that we will stop being, one, enslaved, put in prison, and then especially to make sure that black men and women are not being shot down in the streets. So I'm really excited, and I was listening to this story, and it's just so compelling. And, you know, sadly, what you said, you were 40 years old, and they said you weren't in the system, and they were appalled by that. I mean, they expect for us to be lawless. They expect for our babies to be soulless savages. I remember in Hamilton County in Ohio, Joe Dieter, during a major event in the city, Joe Dieter labeled our children as soulless savages. And so this just, it clearly outlines how they characterize us, how they, you know, the narrative that they have about us, and they feel like they can, these crooked cops, racist politicians, elected officials, they feel like they can do anything to us. And so I just, you know, I know that for me, justice is a ministry. I don't proclaim to be like a Bible-thumping minister, but justice is a ministry for me. God put this passion in my heart, and so I'm just going forward. And
now, Kelly, can I say something?
Yes, you
can. One thing I want to say is that you said that you are talking about the elected officials. The reason why, and I understand that what I have in my heart, I really want to do things like the Jews do and do a Saturday school for black and brown kids. That is what I'd love, because I really want to get out of the narrative that voting doesn't do anything. We need to be able to vote so that we can vote people. And I keep telling people when I do my blogs, we need to vote people that are empathetic to us, understand our cause and who we are. And if you don't get out there and vote for someone like you that understands, has been through it, understands. I mean, it's like to me, you're right, it's a ministry. It's like you're a preacher. The strongest preachers are the ones that have been through the fire and can let you
come on.
So you can understand what's really going on, and they can give you, hey, this is what I went through. This is what I'm going through. This is what I fought.
Yeah.
And it's too much we get these politicians because they look polished and they talk a good game. We need people that are like you, that have been through the fire, understand, and have been on the forefront and on the front line. But the only way we can do that is if we get out there and we talk not just our people, but other people, Caucasians, Asians, to vote for you.
That's
and get out there
on
the trail and do that, because I would love
for
you. You're the kind of person that I need as my legislature. So I can come to you, and when I talk to you about what's going on, you have some empathy for me. And you'll say, you know
what?
Right. Let's get this rolling.
That's right. And you
love it.
I love it. We need these legislators who are real, who are relatable, who will bring to you raw, who will speak the truth to power, and talk about where we're from and what we demand as a people. We pay these elected officials. We're taxpayers. We pay these elected officials, and for them to sit and pretend that they want us to serve them, it's a disservice to our democracy. So we need people who are really compassionate, who really care, and who will take that position seriously, and who won't forget where they come from. Like I said, I come from the inner city, the urban core, and people can relate to me. And so, you know, I came so strong, I think it scared a lot of the elected officials in this area, because Ohio is so conservative. And coming back from New York City, Brooklyn and Staten Island to Cincinnati, it was like entering a twilight zone. And I think I came across, so in my opinion, it was assertive, just standing up for the rights of our people. But to them, it was aggressive, because it wasn't that passive, I'm going to march to the beat of your tune. And so I appreciate your feedback. And so, Sean, I really want to lead the conversation and try to get us try to bring it all home. And so I'll let you do that. But I'm so excited to be on here. And I think that, you know, God works in his way, you say, and so we were meant to be on this call, especially getting your experience and getting my experience and trying to figure out how we can work together. But real quick, let me just say this. As far as our community, and I talked a little bit about the prison system, people need to know that even if you have a checkered past, if you have a felony, you can still vote. I've been pushing this, the ex-felon voting rights. If you are in the community, you can vote. If you are in a halfway house, you can vote. If you are on electronic monitoring, you can vote. If you are in a county jail and you haven't been sentenced or convicted and sentenced, you can vote. And so we have to push the vote so that we can get the people who look like us in office, who will stand for the right thing and who will move along to get along. And so, again, Sean, thank you for having me on here. You know I can go along with it, but I'll let you have the floor.
And Kelly, can I just say something on top of that note? Because when I've talked about this when I go live on Facebook and Instagram, and I tell these, because you have a lot of older black men that have been incarcerated in the system, and they've never been told their rights. They've never been told that they can vote. And they go and they tell us, oh, F vote. Voting don't do nothing. And I tell them, don't discard voting because you can't vote. And I tell a lot of them, go look up your laws because many of you guys can vote. And if they knew that they could vote, maybe they would have a difference. Maybe they would come and talk to these youth a little differently and say, hey, I voted. I mean, I think it's – can you imagine Snoop Dogg? We're almost the same – I think we're the same age. Snoop Dogg, 48, and he's just now voting. Come on.
Wow.
Right.
I mean, Snoop Dogg has had so much influence all these years, and now some of the youngsters are going, oh, my God, Snoop Dogg voted, so I'm going to vote. And I look at it saying that maybe we should have done that years ago and not discredited the voting, because you have to understand that we have allies as well. And if we talk to our friends, our white friends, our Asian friends, our Hispanic friends, and let them know what we're going through, we can get them on our side if we're compelling and say, hey, I need your vote. I need you to vote this person in because we not only are they going to help me, they're going to help you as well.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And I love that you said, let felons know, let people know that if you haven't been sentenced yet, if you have an ankle bracelet, you can vote. And that's what I want to do. I want to go around and let people know we need to vote. And not just California, because we know where we're going to vote. In New York, we need to get into middle America. And we need to go to, Ohio.
Right.
And we need to go out there and we need to get those people, Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan. We need to talk to those people and just say, hey, we need your vote.
Yes, exactly. And also, I got a special person that I want to bring in, chime in. She's a co-host. She's from Cincinnati, but and also in West Palm Beach, Florida, and she's all around. She is super duper. I always call her Little Glow, Kelly Prather. Y'all give it up because our grandfather is a civil rights activist, the late Reverend Fredley Shuttlesworth, and I want to bring my sister, Dr. Angela Marie Shuttlesworth of Be Led Grow in the building. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. Little
Dr.
Glow, you
Angela,
are in the building.
Yay.
Yes, in the building. Give it up. So Little Glow, I know you've been listening, so we just got to – how are you doing, first of all? But then we want you to chime in on our discussion, what you've been hearing so far. Dr. Angela Marie Shelton. Can we hear her? Dr. Angela? Let's see. She's live. She's driving. So, hey, this is what I want to do. I know she can't hear me, but I'm going to bring her on as soon as we hear this hit song. Hey, Deuce, I mean, you know, did you write this song? You one of the writers on this song?
All of us wrote on the song in the group. Not all of us got the credit, but all of us wrote on the song in the group. And the song's dedicated to some of our homies and my cousin that was that died that year that we made the song.
All right. Well, hey, y'all, with no further ado, y'all get it. Here we go.
Gangsta lean. Why?
Got a homie that's in a gangster lean. And also my boys in the pen, and they'll never see the street again. Cause you know what? It don't matter what they was doing while they was here. They could've been banging, slanging, but they ain't here no more. Now somebody's daddy, somebody's baby, that's somebody's homie. So go and let them rest in peace while they in that gangster lean. You know what I'm saying? That's on the real low.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Keep going, keep going, keep going, dudes. Give us a little bit.
Come
on. Oh, man. Someday. Yeah.
All right, now.
All right, that's it. We got Dr. Angela Rizzo back on the phone.
Now, look. Now, I got to check my live show out on Fridays. I do a live show with my band on Friday. I wasn't going to do it this Friday, but we're going to do rehearsal. And then the third, I'm doing it again. I'm doing a show online. It's on Instagram and Facebook.
So, Deuce, hold on a second, Deuce.
We got some other guests we want to give a shout out to you. Dr. Anthony Shelter, are you on there? Do we got you? Take your phone off mute. I think I got you. Do we got it, Kelly? Can you hear it? Is it me?
No, I can't hear. I can't hear Dr. Angela, one of my favorite people in the world.
Where are you?
I want to hear her because I'm very honored to, you know, it's a trip when you read about people and you see, and then you get to not meet them face, but meet them on the radio or get to be in their presence.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, it's
and that's another thing we have to do with these young. That's why I want to do these Saturday schools. Some of these kids don't know who people are and don't know what the contributions that they've made to our race and to, you know, for us to do what we do. And we need to have that appreciation of those who came before us.
All right, we got him, we got him, we got him.
Dr.
I got to have her on here. Look low.
My apologies for that. I don't know what happened, but I had to go out and come back in because that's just even talking about that song alone, such a classic in our community. And what I was saying when you said how I was doing, I said I was back in Cincinnati experiencing a bittersweet moment. And one of the things I talked about is even though I'm just turned 39, how many people that my generation I've lost. And we were talking about me and Dad were riding past, and I was talking about Winton Terrace and some of the people who are staples in my mind and a part of my childhood that are gone now, and how to leverage that as a reason to, you know, give ourselves permission to show up and to live this thing called life fully. And then you go into that classic song that I went to in the 40s, but we were sneaking MD 2020 trying to make sure that we could relate to the song. and it was just a way to our generation and our ability to grieve, and we didn't have the language for that. So this song is so revolutionary in the way that we could talk about it and we could relate to each other as we were going through loss. And then now, as we're talking about coronavirus and getting people to understand, like, put your damn mask on, you know, those kind of things. When you lost 120-something thousand people, even if you don't know this effect that many heartbeats have stopped, it's just, you know, it's worth a pause for the cause. So thank you for y'all, the conversation, particularly around leadership and voting is so necessary. And not only just, and I kudos, Kelly knows I love her dearly, but putting ourselves in position, she is much more stronger than me because I haven't run for office yet. You know, there's the fears that keep us out of there, like, Lord, they're going to tell all my business, but all my kids going to be in the street, you know? And so
no, that's
right.
Leadership that people can relate to and that they can believe in. So it's not just voting, but it's also running for office. It's also saying who actually has our best interest at heart. It's also saying who's actually truly invested in community versus here for opportunity. So I love the dialogue and always love being on Shine Ross, the Real Mac Daddy Show. Thank you.
You're right. Can I just
go ahead,
Dr. Angela?
We got so many career politicians. They got so many career politicians that once they get in there, after a couple of years, what happens is they forget the reason why they even ran for the office. And then I mean, I hate to tell who it is, but there's a famous politician. I was at a function with them, and something went down where it got kind of hoodie. And I ain't going to lie, I said something. And they got upset because they said, oh, you can't say that in front of the senator. And I said, well, I meant it. And they were like, oh, no, the senator can't be seen in that light. And I said, are you really serious? And I said, do you know some of the things the senator did when they were younger? I was like, we need, I said, so that's what the problem is. I need somebody that's going to represent me, that's going to be real, and not going to be scared to take the bumps and the bruises and the pains and all that stuff and not have to be, just because everyone else is not with you, you can be that lone one and say, hey, this is what's going on, this is what I'm not going to stand for, and I'm standing alone right now until other people come and help me out.
That's right. And Dr. Angela, I think you spoke prophetically. You said that you have not run for office yet. The operative phrase being yet. I could really see you in that space because we need people like you and I who, you know, we're just raw and real, like Lamar just said. We need people who we can relate to. And so, you know, like Sean said earlier, I've run for office, and I know that when you run for office, you put your entire life on the line. I mean, the good, the bad, and the ugly comes out, and I'm here for it. So it is what it is. And so when people see me, like I'll be on social media looking a hot mess, and I'm okay with that because I know when I want to be pretty, I can be pretty. But sometimes you have to get down and dirty. And they need to see that I'm not, you know, once you start putting up the ugly pictures of me, I'm cool with that because I'll put up ugly pictures of me. So that's just who we are. And know, I'm just really excited to hear you speak prophetically, because I'm going to be supportive of you just as much as you've been supportive of me. And so this is a movement. And so Sean coined it the KP movement. I'll say the Dr. Angela movement. So let me know when you're ready
to
make it happen.
There it is.
And I'm here
and
for
y'all
you.
Let me know, because I'm on board, because let me tell you, I'm on board. You let me know what I can do.
Okay.
You know,
Dr. Andrew Cover, AK Lil Glow. Okay. Oh, wait, you got an arsenal that's right behind you.
If Trump can do it, we all can do it.
Yes.
That part.
I love that.
That part.
We all can do it.
Okay, let me ask all three of y'all a question. How do we change the narrative to hold one elective officials accountable? And then number two, how do we change the narrative to get people to understand that COVID-19 in the black community is real? Starting with Kelly Prather, then Dr. Angela Shelsworth, and then Lamar.
You know, we change the narrative by encouraging community and civic engagement. People need to start showing up to these community council meetings. People need to start showing up to City Hall and letting our elected officials, again, we pay their salaries, and so they're there to serve the community, not to be served. And so I think that it takes someone to be a leader. I think we need to start leading by example. And that, you know, God put in my spirit to do everything that I'm doing, and I think that I've been doing that. So it's just about encouraging community engagement, telling them the impact of voting, especially as it relates to individuals who have been negatively impacted by the systemic injustice, saying, hey, if you're not satisfied about how this judge treated you, you have an opportunity to vote that judge out of office. So this is our opportunity to vote people with love and respect into those spaces and vote those other people out of the spaces. And so it's just about encouraging engagement and making ourselves vulnerable and willing to share our stories and helping people to understand that, hey, I'm just like you. We're just different people with different bodies, but we're from the same place. Our struggles are real. And, you know, and thank God that we have people from other walks of life who want to join in our struggle, because we know that civil rights movement was only impactful because Dr. Martin Luther King had people from all walks of life walking with him, and particularly the Jewish faith. And Martin was only effective because Malcolm was there. And so we need to be able to look at this from different angles and say that there's a place for everyone. And there's people working on the inside, people working on the outside, as far as community organizing and community engagement. And then as far as the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, I'm a healthcare provider. I was working, even after being placed in remission for breast cancer, I had to go back to work. All last year I was struggling with breast cancer, once with chemotherapy and radiation, but this year I had to hit the ground running. Otherwise, I would have been homeless. And so I went right back to work, and March 13th, we were forced into coronavirus or COVID-19 pandemic. And so working in those homes, I saw firsthand how people were just dying left and right. I had a cousin who worked at a casino in Detroit, Michigan. He died. One of my sister's best friends, she died. And so for people who were saying that this is a hoax, I'm like, are you – you're really stuck in the house and you're really not seeing people transition. And so I just think that people need to be really cognizant, especially if you look on social media now. I think that there, on average, there's probably 4,000 in Florida, with a three-day span, there were 4,000 new cases of COVID. And so now on social media – I would probably say I have at least 20 friends who said that they were recently diagnosed with COVID-19 and they were asymptomatic. And so just call a friend and say, hey, do you know anyone? And just talk to them. I think in order to raise awareness, they need to speak to somebody who's going through it. Especially as it relates to the African-American community, we know that our community is disproportionately affected with this. If we have pre-existing conditions, then we're more susceptible to it. And because there's going to be a second wave of the coronavirus in mid-August to early September, we need to start working to build our immune system, get healthy. So, you know, in the spirit of being proactive as opposed to reactive. So, you know, just tell people to open their eyes and be realistic and stop just believing the hype. Whenever someone says something like it's a hoax, it's not a hoax. Real, maintain social distances, wash your hands, and make sure that you do whatever you can to stay healthy. So Okay, with that, I will pass.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Kelly Frey. Kelly P. Dr. Angela Marie Shuttlesworth. Let's go.
Kelly,
and y'all
please,
keep it real short. We got we
oh,
only on
God.
The team. She
okay.
is on one.
I was about to say we need to just take what she just said and just we keep replaying that because it is so real. You were talking about starting with holding people accountable. The thing about it is we have to first value our own lives, right? So do we value, like we talked about those deaths, do we value every time somebody else says, hey, like she said, I have a cousin who passed away. I have a friend, girlfriend that caught it. Like, that's real life, right? And if we don't, even if I don't even know them, I value their life. I value their relationship and how their loss is impacting Kelly. To me, that should be enough. But we have gotten away from that simple thing. And so getting back to the basics is a part of it. Before we go out, and I always say, if you don't know how to tell your law officials to change the pothole in front of your house, you're not going to change the world. And so it's very clear about how we make decisions as far as politically, it's not Democrat, Republican, but politically and how we stand up for what we desire and what we deserve. So as she was speaking, all of those things resonated with me. But I think back to this quote from Andre 2000 in his song with B.O.B., where he said, we at the corner of give it to them and they don't want it. And emotionally, that is what has kept me, I know, from wanting to run for office when you and you're sitting there at the person like, hey, help, thinking of Riley from the Boondocks. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all something, and people aren't listening. So it can be discouraging. So, of course, we have to keep our elected officials who have chosen to get into this race lifted and encouraged and empowered and to make sure that connection is there, that they find innovative ways. Like he was talking about, getting on Facebook Messenger, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, doing whatever it takes to make sure that people are getting the message in a way that is something that they can digest and that makes sense to them. And we have to be the messengers. So a lot of people aren't paying attention to the data, but we are. So how do we continue to share that information, to make it real, to tell the story so that people can't deny what's happening to us?
Ooh, throw them keys. Like, well, talk about the love help. Oh, on fire. We on fire today on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. Lamar, come on, Deuce, bring some keys. Come on, let's get it going.
What's your thought? When it comes to the politicians, this is what I truly feel. I think that how come we can grade everybody from preschool to high school, middle school, and college? Why can't we grade the politicians during their tenure? And if you don't make the cut, we got to find somebody else. I think there should be some checks and balances when it comes to politicians where we can grade them in the middle of their term, and if they are not doing what we ask them to do, if they are not participating in, lawmaking and doing what they're supposed to do for our community, that we have a right to say, you know what, we made a mistake. We want to not just a recall, but we should be automatic for every senator, every person that's part of, because you're right, we pay their bill. We pay their salary.
Yeah.
And so if we're in charge, we should be like your boss does at work. They give you an annual and say, hey, this is how you're doing. You're going to get a raise because you've done A, B, C, or you're not going to get a raise, or your job's in jeopardy because you didn't do A, B, C, D. We need to have that with the politicians. And then speaking about Corona, I've had two people that I know personally that have died from it. And I'll be honest with you, in our community, unfortunately, we do not take things sometimes that we can look stuff up on Google. People can tell you things, but for some reason, until it's tangible and it's in your hand or somebody in your family dies or something happens, that's when it becomes real for us. And and for me, it's hard because in the community I live near Inglewood, California. And I can tell you that when I first started going out with my mask, some of the people laughed at me and said, what you doing with that mask on? And to this day, when I go out, many of my neighbors don't wear, in the hood in L.A., many of the people don't wear the mask. Now, when they go to the store, they put it on. But in the community, people still doing barbecues, and they're not taking it serious because it hasn't hit them yet.
Wow.
Wow, that is so deep, y'all. That's so deep. We are on fire. We're going to keep this synergy going. But I definitely got to put all three of y'all in the hot seat. But before that, on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show, we do something and we play this song. Well, let me give y'all just a stanza because of time. Then I want y'all to come back. We're going to do a hot minute interlude on it. It's a song that,
Are you going to let people know about my Instagram on Friday?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do all that. We're going to do all that. But y'all going to get a minute of this right now. This song is, you know, that I dedicate every week to my granny, meaning Dr. Angelique Seltzer's grandmother. So I just want to, and it relates to it. I want y'all just to hear a little bit of it, and then we're going to come right back. I'm going to give y'all 1 minute of it, and then I'm going to get y'all interlude, and then I'm going to let you do your tag. You all right, dude? So I'm going to let you get your tag on so people know how to find it. Hold on a second, y'all.
Okay.
Now, you, if you're up there, listen, Granny Ma, we love you. Shout out to Player, who just, people that are fallen soldiers. And it goes something like this.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And with my distinguished guest and honor, after you heard that song, this time I'm going to go with the man first and then I'm going to the lady. When you hear that song in a hot seat, what does that song mean to you?
Oh, man. You know, just my childhood. I actually remember when they I'm old enough to remember when they actually announced on the radio that she had passed in her husband's arms. And I remember my mama crying because my mother loved her. And my mama was a singer as well. And I remember I cried because my mama cried. And, you know, when I hear it, I just think about the good times growing up. You know what I'm saying? I come from the Bay, a little town called East Palo Alto, grew up in Oakland. And just playing in the streets, which I don't see kids no more, and just having fun and having them barbecue.
Come on,
family, and just being a community, man. I come from where we were truly in Oakland, East Palo Alto. We were a true community.
Yeah. Come on. I was born in the Bay. Yeah, like they say, I was born in the Bay with Mac Dre. Yeah. San Francisco. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was born there. Yes, sir. Kelly P and Dr. Glow, y'all come on, chime in.
Yeah, Like Lamar said, it just brought back some really, really good memories, better days. These days that we're living in now, it's different. It's abnormal. It just made me think, that song made me think about traveling in a car, in a station wagon with my mom and dad and all of their children. You know, I have 7 sisters and 4 brothers. So just piled up in a station wagon, getting to where we were going and just enjoying life. It also made me think about, and I think, they just kind of alluded to this too, that village where, you know, the village raised all of the children. So I knew that I had to respect my next door neighbor because she could chastise me, but at the same time I knew she loved me and she was going to respect me, or she was going to take care of me the way that my mom did. And my mom, you know, my mom would take care of her kids. So it brought back memories, really, really fond memories of better days. So thank you. I think I kind of teared up a little bit when I was listening to it.
All right.
This whole conversation has been extremely emotional.
and like I said, the real going to hear this one, I'm a bit on super blast. We'll have it taped and it'll be going out again on all the platforms. So, hey, this has been great. Dr. Angela Marie Shuttlesworth, a.k.a. Yeah. Little Glow in the building. What's up, Little Glow?
Hey, so that song, I always ask the question, what does love look like, feel like, sound like? And so for me, it's, of course, the rising of the yeast rolls and hot butter on top of it. It is sitting on my grandmama's lap or leaning up against my mom so it's the touch. And it's loudness, it's laughter, it's joy. And I think about how we can still instill those things. My birthday was Monday, and my auntie got me a card. And in it, she said, from all your cousins, too many to name. So as they called me to say happy birthday, I was like, thank you for my card. They like, huh? I sent you a card? But I'm reminded of how my auntie always filled in the gap. And she made sure that we all remain connected. And so tonight I listened to that song thinking of my auntie Ricky, and in gratitude for how she taught us that there's no reason for us, no matter how far away that we are, that we're not remaining connected and demonstrating love. So I'm empowered to stand in the gap as well. So amazing song as always.
Yes.
All right. Now, filling out with my last little piece of time that we have, that I want to give everybody a chance to, at this time, give one sentence that a narrative that you would like to see done, or that, but just give us a drop of seed, a 30-second seed, and give your tag, starting with you, Deuce, because I want to make sure everybody know how to get in contact with you, network, tag team. So give us one nugget for 30 seconds, and then give us your drop.
I just want everyone to know that all Black lives matter. We know all
That's
lives
right.
matter, but right now, all Black lives matter. And that's what the nugget that I want to do. And I want to go out. I will be at the march in Washington, August 28th. So y'all follow me. Let's go. Let's ride. You can follow me on LamarLubin on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm DRS_Gangsta Lean. And it's going to say Deuce underneath of it. And you can catch me. And on Fridays, I do a live show with my band, Deuces Get Down, and I call it Deuces Cocktail Hour. It's 7 p.m. Pacific time, and then it's 9 o'clock, I think, Central, and 10 o'clock Eastern time. Check me out. It's free. I do ask for donations, but I also talk about what's going on today and do a little cocktail hour. So thank you. And I appreciate you, man. Thank you, Sean, for putting me on here. I thank you, ladies, so much. I got to get in contact.
Likewise.
With you.
Yes, likewise.
Amen. And we will connect to that. All right, Kelly P., how can we get in contact with you in your book?
Okay. Yeah, well, real quick, you said that you wanted us to drop a nugget, so I'll say this. One of my favorite quotes is, we get together on the basis of our similarities, but we grow on the basis of our differences. However, Black lives definitely matter. Although, we need to be accepting of other people, we have to remember that Black lives have been placed in the it's our time to rise up and challenge and to remind the world that we matter just as much as everyone else. And so people can get in touch with me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I'm Kelly with an I, K-E-L-L-I, Prather, P-S-P-S-P-A-L, or A-H-E-R. I do have a website, it's kellyprather.org, and there's going to be a new website, the Kelly Prather Experience, that should be up and running really, really soon, hopefully just in the next couple days. I also do a local radio show on 1320 AM WCG, The Voice, and you can listen to the live stream on www.1320thevoice.com, and also a talk show on Spectrum Cable TV in Cincinnati, GFI, Catching Up with Kelly. So thank you so much for having me. I'm definitely going to stay connected with my other sister, Angela, and then Lamar. We are going to connect offline because I'll also be at that march on August 28th.
All right. Dr. Lil Glow, go ahead. How can we tag you?
Awesome. My company is Be Lead Grow, where we work with organizations in preventing and healing toxic work environments. particularly right now, we know a lot of issues are happening around racial equity in the workplace and or the lack thereof. So if organizations would like to work with us and understand even compassion fatigue and how to engage their employees during this social unrest right now, the website is BeLeadGrowth. So that's BeLeadGrowth.com. And Dr. Angela M. Shuttlesworth on Facebook. Thanks for having me.
All right, y'all. To all my guests, I want to say I love and respect you all. Thank y'all for being in the building. They'll be editing this episode, and then it's only cracking. But for all the men of Omega Psi Phi Alpha, Q Dogs, y'all know how we end this show. Ruru, see y'all next week and celebrate my 1-year anniversary on ewaterradio.net. Here we go, y'all. Check it out. See y'all next time. Love everybody. Thank y'all for being in the building. But y'all know how we do.
This is a story of famous dogs, but the dog that tells this tale will be busy. Be the clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, kick dog, dogs of the world unite.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, y'all. I just want to thank y'all for listening to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. Again, we'll be editing this show. I want to thank everybody for being in the building. I wonder, who is this 312 number out of Chicago? Hey, 312, is that Indianapolis? 312-889, who is that? I'm trying to think, who is that? You're live. I'll pitch on you live, but you're not recorded. We finished with, but Max, who's been supporting this radio show? I know the number, but I just don't know who it is. Hello? Hello? Oh, I guess not. Thank you, Lil Glow, for checking in, holding it down, sis. Appreciate you.
Most definitely. Thank you.
Where you at now? Where you at now?
I'm headed back to the condo, and your mama called on the other line.
Okay.
I just went.
All right. I love y'all. Tell her she didn't answer my call. Tell her she didn't answer. So what's wrong with her duo? She ain't been answering my calls. I'm appalled.
She just added it back on, so if you call her on it, it'll work now. She had to add it back on her phone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Upstate.
All right.
Okay. All right. All righty.